It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Figured, you know what? Why don't we get a jump on 2020? We'll be the first station in the country to play Christmas music.
I know a lot of people are like, no, I'm so sick of this. We're on to the new year. But here's the thing. We didn't do our gift exchange here at the show because Joseph had like a month off and we were all in and out on different days. So today we get to do our holiday exchange.
Okay. Well, I think I have the right person. I know that... I drew a name, but I don't remember. It was months ago.
This happened to my family one. Nobody could remember. Like, who they drew.
Oh, my gosh. I did that one time. I thought I had my brother-in-law, and it turns out I had my mom for Secret Santa. So my mom ended up with zero gifts.
That's what happened to my niece, and then someone just busted out a 20, and they're like,
there you go.
Hey, Santa had cash on him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I mess this up, I'll Venmo the person $20. How about that? Okay. What, Chops? You're looking like disturbed or confused.
It just reminded me. I was supposed to Venmo someone, but I don't remember.
I think
what
it's me.
For. Really?
Yeah. I'm sure you owe me for something. Just send it to me. I'll hold on to it. Okay. So let's go around the room and we'll give out the gifts.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, Chops, who was your gift for?
So I'm actually kind of upset because, so the person I drew, like I got them something that I thought they could really, really use. But turns out, as I'm looking in the studio right now, this person already has like a new thing of what I just got them. Does that make sense?
I think I know what it is.
Well, I got Liv.
Oh, okay.
So here you go, Liv. This is something you could use.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
No, wait, that's in a happy birthday bag.
That is the birthday bag I put producer Pork Chop's belt in that I got him for his birthday.
Hey, I like your recycling plan. I like that.
I'm so confused. I have nothing new here. Like I didn't bring anything new besides like.
And I have lots of new things, so I thought that it was.
I thought it was
present.
You.
For cycle bar instructing.
Yes. Oh, that's so sweet. Like thermal or like a little like
32-ounce tumbler.
There we go.
A little thermy.
But I like it's textured. It's
I
like
I know it's
yes.
like spikes. I love that. And here's the thing, I lose everything. Also, I drink so much water, so it's like when I need to wash my Hydro Flask, I can use this.
Yeah.
I can also use this for smoothies.
You know what?
Iced coffee.
And post-workout, Pork Chop got you the one with the built-in foam roller on it. Those like you just work your legs with that.
Yeah. It does kind of look like a foam roller. I love this, Chops. Thank
That's
you.
That's so thoughtful.
Yeah, there we go. Not too bad.
That was so thoughtful.
My boyfriend helped me pick that out for you. He says that's your style.
I love that. Pasta
Boy
so
has such great taste.
Okay, so should I get my present?
Yeah,
out now?
We'll go that way. Okay.
Okay, so Joe, I had you.
Oh!
We're gonna have to do something. We're still waiting on it to get shipped in. So I printed off
so
a picture.
There's nothing in there.
Hold on, I gotta see something.
What
hold
it
on.
Is?
Oh, there's a press here button. Santa, talk to me. Sorry, I was bummed.
No. So there's a Santa face on a bag.
It looks like Joe. The Santa
oh,
looks
does
like
it?
Joe. Yeah.
Close resemblance a little bit? Okay.
Almost, definitely.
So inside is the picture of what I actually got you. I'm still waiting on it to arrive. Shocker.
What country is this coming from that it's laced with chemicals?
Like, oh, no.
No, it'll be fine. So look at it. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Oh, you got me. Oh, first I was like, what is this? Like, it's like a condo? No, these are meal prep
containers.
Trays.
Yeah, so ooh. I got you. It's a set of 20 meal prep containers because I know you're going into 2020. You're like, this is it. This is the time I'm actually going to make some headway with my Joe's journey and with your weight loss challenge. And I think being prepared and meal prepping is the best way in the world you can do it. And so there are 20 little meal prep containers, so you'll have a ton, so there's no reason why, you know.
Are you also going to give me 20 prepared prep meals?
So the containers are really great. They're BPA free, which means like no bad plastic chemicals.
Thank you, Liv. Thank you. Thank you.
I have to go next because mine is like on that theme.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Well, obviously you got me. You didn't get yourself.
Yeah.
She's like, actually, I did get myself. Surprise.
Okay, I had producer Pork Chop.
And
I got him, since he and Hostage Boy are so cute and they're getting really into cooking, I got him some two gourmet soups, tortilla soup mix, and a cheesy chicken enchilada soup mix. Ooh. With the proteins to put in and a cute new little oven mitt.
Ooh. Oh, that's so cute.
I thought at first, it looks amazing. I thought when I saw the can like at the top, I thought it was like dog food or cat food.
No,
I'm like,
it's chicken. It's a put in, I know. No thinking. Yeah. They can just make it.
Awesome.
Oh, me and Hostage Boy will love this. But he'll have to cook it.
Mackenzie, now he can eat through the weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Well, because bless his heart, sometimes Chops does not have food. Ironically, he works at a steakhouse, but they're really getting into cooking, and he makes you really cute meals. So I thought you could do some soup.
Cool. Thank you so much. Love it. And our latest oven mitt is really nasty looking. So... good
it's
job.
A cute little mini.
Thank Our you. Latest oven mitt. Yeah, they only have one.
You're adopting so hard.
It fell
so
on the ground.
Cute.
So that means that there's one gift left to go.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Pork Chop, can you, on the ledge over there, not the box of shame, I'm not giving that to Mackenzie, but there is a red polka dot box. Right there.
That's so cute. Did Lindsay wrap this?
No, I did, but shout out to Alyssa. You can DM me if you're actually looking, if you're in the Indy area, to actually buy a house, because we just bought our first house. Aww. And she gave us a nice gift inside of that box, so I repurposed it just like Pork Chop did. But no, I did restring it up and all that.
Oh, this is so cute.
It's in a box small enough that it could be an engagement ring.
And Mackenzie, I have to tell you my true feelings.
Oh my gosh.
This is so exciting.
This show's moving to Utah. We're going to have some sister wives here.
Oh, okay, so it says MR. It's a little note. Oh.
You can read the note on air or off air. I did write. No. I'm saying, I've realized lately, I want to blame an autocorrect, but.
Starbucks gift cards!
Whoa! Lots of them.
There we go. Give me a hug. She loves her Starbies. I know she loves her Starbies.
I see five over there.
Oh my gosh.
It's a three pack. No.
A three pack. Starbucks gift cards.
And sorry, they did not have. I don't know why.
Thank you
They're
so
separate
much.
Ones, but I wanted to get you one card. I know it's a pain in the butt, but you could use it for yourself. You want to give it to somebody, you can do that too.
That was so thoughtful. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm going to read this note off air.
Yes.
Because I think it's going to be special.
I might have spread my cologne on there, but that means nothing.
No. He did.
Ooh. All right, well, that is the Joan Mackenzie Yay! Secret Santa.
Woo! Christmas is officially over.
Maybe next year, can we try to do it before Christmas?
Yeah, maybe.
This is fun, though, because it's into the new year.
Yeah.
I like New Year's presents.
It makes it a little bit easier coming back after a long holiday.
Now, when's your birthday, Mackenzie?
January 8th, Elvis's birthday.
All right, guys, we have got less than a week to not suck
Actually,
at being friends.
Yeah, Wednesday.
All right.
Got a lot of work to do.
Yep. Hey guys, can we regift any of that? Liv, don't open that mug, okay?